Sure.
Get the mic, Tom.
Get the mic.
Good morning. This is the captain speaking. It is my extreme pleasure to introduce our Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan.
Well, Captain Brooks and crew of the Constellation, thank you for extending me this opportunity. This ship represents a powerful force in an uncertain world, and we all sleep a little better at night knowing that you're on duty. Everything we as Americans hold dear is safer because of what all of you are doing. I'd like to especially greet those who will be in the Air Department, the Combat Direction Center, in engineering and communication later on. Although you won't be with us later, you're certainly not forgotten. The engineering unit, I understand, faces major recertification examination tomorrow, and a September readiness evaluation is also rapidly approaching. These are two of the major challenges for which you've been preparing, so can I just express my confidence that you're going to come through with flying colors. So for those who will be standing watch, my very best wishes. For the rest of the officers and crew, I look forward to meeting you and getting to know more about the job that you're doing. After all, this is quite an experience for an ex-force cavalryman. So I wish all aboard a good kind of day.
Thank you, Mr. President. That is all.
Good. Kind day. Constellation. Nickname.
Mic's down, please. Mic's down.
Yeah, don't. Stay right there.
pull the things out, Steve.
Yeah, the success of the Navy now is the jelly beans right here.
So you know what we're going to do before it happens. We're going to bring out no farther than this post here as the president returns from the ox car.
The problem is this gentleman has to run the ship.